Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go on a cloudy, gray, gloomy, drab, dreary, overcast Thursday, brightening things up with hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show. In the air chair, your genial host, well, you know all of that, attack dog of the right, bombastic loudmouth of the south. And great to have you here as we get underway. We're seeing if we can get our phone system to reconnect. It's, I guess, maybe related to the partial government shutdown. The guys at Fort Meade may have decided, well, look, you know, we're not working up here. We're going to take down your phone line. We'll get it squared away momentarily. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line number, 71307. And not to worry, we can still connect with you on the phones. I just can't use the handset that I have. We'll just connect from Miss Moneypenny's side because she is right there on the other side of the glass, screening the calls, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time. And little Annie is back in the news center, keeping you up to date with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is indeed a fun crew. And you're invited to be a part of it. I have right here in my little hot hand a authentic copy of the letter from the White House, January 17, 2019. The Honorable Nancy Pelosi. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receiving the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Donald Trump. So we joked that, you know, the Democrats are trying to throw together a last-ditch plan here since Nancy's 757 is no longer available. They were able to line up a DC-3 that I think Harry Truman used to fly to Independence, Missouri on back in the day. There it is. It sounds great. It's all tuned up and ready to go for you, Nancy. You know, none of the fancy embellishments that you're used to. You know, when Pelosi was Speaker of the House the first time, she has access, of course, to a 757. And she used it every weekend to fly back and forth to California. Jeez. So there you go, Nancy. Your DC-3 is good to go for
you.
What
do you think with as much as she's worth, she would have her own private jet?
Well, she's worth $100 million. You know, but, you know, nobody cares what it costs when you ain't paying for it. I mean, you think Pelosi got to a net worth of $100 million on a salary of, well, what's a U.S. senator make? $150,000, $160,000, $170,000 a year? Yeah. So, here we go. Hour number two underway. Bobby, could you repeat the key word, please? Certainly, it is Moose. The moose is loose, M-O-O-S-E, and text that to 72881. Moneypenny just told me we had two more winners, too. I thought I had my email up over here, but I don't. Let me quickly open it so that I can get those email winners' names. Email, the $1,000 bankroll contest winners' names for you. Yeah, here we go. Peter Butler from Simpsonville won with Tara yesterday. Yep, yesterday morning, 8 a.m., Peter Butler, Simpsonville, $1,000 winner. And Aaron DeYoung from Seneca won yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So that makes four, right, Moneypenny? Four winners so far in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Love to make you number five. Bob, not to worry about Pelosi's air travel. She has her own private broom. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby, national debt over $21 trillion. Cost of the border wall, $5.6 billion. Trump denying an aircraft for Pelosi, priceless. There you go. Bob, Pelosi ain't worth, well, actually, the full text of the message is, Bob, Pelosi ain't worth. Right, that is what it said. Bobby, if Pelosi had her own jet, she'd have to pay for the gas. Can't do that, God forbid. Bobby, I have a vintage razor that takes the double-edged drop-in blades that Gillette doesn't even offer anymore, but I order a box at a time for overseas, 100 blades for 10 bucks. It's a manly man razor. I also use Harry's razors, no more business, with the Girly Man Company, with Gillette. Yeah, I've got a list here of all the stuff that they make, too. But also, I wanted to get to this. I have not heard this thing all the way through, so we'll share this together. This is a two-minute, just under two-minute ad that is done by EGARD Watches. I have never heard of the company, but I certainly am conscious of them now. EGARD, okay? This is their response to the ad by Gillette, and it's called, What is a Man? Opens with scenes of firefighters.
What is a man? Is a man brave? Is a man a hero? Is a man a protector? Is a man vulnerable? Is a man disposable?
Showing oil workers and others. Veterans.
Is a man broken? Is a man trying? We see the good in men.
That is nice. EGARD, EGARD, EGARD Watch Company. Hang on a second, Moneypenny. Let me copy that email address. Let me zip it over to you. Let me put it on our Facebook page. Hang on one second here. Let me quickly put in Angela's email address. I just put it in the subject line for you here, okay? Okay. Let me put it on our Facebook page. It's really nice. The video that accompanies it is great stuff. Great stuff. Bob, I should have gotten Liam Neeson to use his voice for that commercial. Are you kidding? He's a big anti-gun guy. And then turns out, talk about hypocritical, turns around, well, maybe they meant that sarcastically. You know, turns around and plays all these big action heroes, you know, shooting people left and right. And then talks about how America has too many guns. Bobby, would you post the link to that ad? Done. Even as we speak, Moneypenny is putting it up right now. It's really good. Really good. Some reaction to the Gillette ad, too. Stay right there. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break and then right back. What a grim, ugly-looking day this has turned into. Holy cow. I guess this is that front they were talking about that was going to move through. And we end up with this. Yuck. This is a 2 on the meter, I guess. Speaking of 2s, 22 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In my email this afternoon, afternoon, Bob, we live in a world where for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. That's what science tells us, anyway. Therefore, if one accepts the premise of toxic masculinity, then one must accept either one of three potential opposite reactions: non-toxic masculinity, toxic femininity, or non-toxic femininity. So if you go with non-toxic masculinity, that means there are good men who are still men. Toxic femininity would provide us with women who are just as poisonous to the male-female relationship as toxic males. And thank God for the non-toxic femininity group, which offers up women who are okay with men being men. So when you break it all down, we end up where we started. There are good men and women and bad men and women. I think that kind of paraphrases what I said earlier. Huh? Kind of like Common Core math, where you can complicate something as simple as 1 plus 1 equals 2, from Daniel in Woodruff. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that. Andy emails this afternoon. Bob, it's Mueller and the deep state who have the goods on Lindsay, Marco, Trey, and Tim Scott, not Trump. Why was Lindsay a never-Trumper and a Mueller fan from the beginning? Why is pit bull turned poodle Trey not digging deep into the Benghazi investigation, nailing Hillary and Obama for the T word? That would be the treason word. Which is why Marco could never have won against Hillary. There were reports he frequented gay bars in college. Yeah, I saw that during the campaign. They had some pictures supposedly with him. I don't know. Which is why Tim Scott talks like a conservative at election time, but is a total poodle boy otherwise. Otherwise, his closet may contain who knows what. If Barack Obama's deep state did not have the goods on Trey, several highest-ranking Obama executive branch people would have rope burns on their necks by now, or be in Leavenworth. From Andy. Well, you don't have to sugarcoat it like that, Andy. You tell us what you really think. Now, I mentioned this piece that was at Forbes today, written by Charles Taylor. He's a university guy who follows advertising. Back in 1989, Gillette made a big impression on consumers with a Super Bowl ad using the tagline, "The best a man can get." For 30 years, the company successfully reinforced the high quality of its products via use of the tag and was able to charge a price premium, yet gain market share. In 2005, the highly valuable brand was acquired by mega marketer Procter & Gamble for $57 billion. All right. As Gillette has come under increasing competition from low-price competitors such as Dollar Shave Club and Harry's, along with a resurgent Schick, who is offering refill cartridges that fit Gillette razors, oh boy, its market share, Gillette's, its market share has dropped from 70% to 50% over the last decade. Yeah, and can you say going down? Gillette has been forced to drop the price of its razors by about 15% over the past few years and is on the verge of losing master brand status. It is within this competitive context that Gillette debuted its We Believe in the Best in Men ad campaign on its website, part of an overall shift to the slightly modified line, The Best a Man Can Be. The just under 2-minute length video starts out with images of remarkably troubled-looking men as a narrator makes reference to bullying, sexual harassment, and toxic masculinity. It then poses the question, is this the best a man can get? The viewer then sees depictions of a series of very ugly and negative behaviors, including bullying, fighting, sexual harassment, and blatantly interfering with a woman speaking in the workplace. The ad goes on to state, it's time for men to stop making excuses and to renounce the idea that boys will be boys. Gillette concludes by calling for and showing images of men holding other men accountable and emphasizing that the boys of today will be the men of tomorrow. Yeah, and as I said the other day, if you follow their advice, the boys of today will be the snowflakes of tomorrow. Part of Gillette's motive for running the ad may be that there's recent research suggesting millennials give more credit to brands using corporate responsibility, corporate social responsibility. They even have an acronym for this now, CSR. While there appears to be something to this generalization about millennials and CSR appeals, much more needs to be learned about the nuances of what works and what does not. In this case, it appears Gillette will learn a lesson about what not to do as pertains to corporate responsibility efforts. Reaction to We Believe in the Best in Men has been overwhelmingly negative, with comments on its own YouTube channel running negative by an astonishing 10-to-1 margin. There are those who really like the ad, really like the campaign a lot, and argue that it's simply trying to reinforce positive behavior. However, the much larger group who dislikes it includes many men who are saying the ad is insulting to men and full of stereotypes. What is perhaps most dangerous for Gillette, however, is the large number of posters threatening to never buy their product again. So where did Gillette go wrong here? Well, in a lot of ways, and he outlines them when we come right back on the other side. 429 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And also there's some important news today about exactly who knew what and when in this DOJ-FBI investigation into Trump collusion with Russia. And it's pretty revealing and shows Robert Mueller to be a bald-faced liar. That and more is still on the way here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Another one bites the dust. Welcome back. 4:37, 23 before 5. Boy, this has really turned into a grim kind of Thursday. Yuck. Do our best to brighten it up for you between now and 7 tonight. So when I left you for the newscast with Annie at the bottom of the hour, sharing with you this piece from this guy who is a big ad maven. He teaches about advertising at Villanova. He concludes the piece, so where did Gillette go wrong here? I think there are three main points to be made. One, while corporate social responsibility appeals can be effective, Corporations must be sensitive to the potential consumers, being skeptical of their motives or not wanting to be told how to behave by a profit-motivated company. No kidding. The persuasion knowledge model, popularized by Freisted and Wright, suggests that people are aware of the persuasive intent of advertising, with the ultimate goal typically being to increase the company's sales. In this context, people hold some skepticism towards an advertiser's motives to begin with. However, the real issue with the best a man can be from the point of view of its critics is that many men don't think they need a corporation, especially one they're buying products from, telling them what it is to be masculine or scolding them for not doing enough to address an issue. Pankaj Bahawa, yeah, that is Gillette's North American brand director, is quoted by CNN as saying, "We expected debate. Actually, a discussion is necessary. If we don't discuss and don't talk about it, I don't think real change will happen." Thanks a lot, Pankaj. It is not difficult to see how many men would find it presumptuous of Gillette to portray itself as a leader or role mode in masculinity as opposed to influence others in their own lives, such as clergy, fathers, mothers, and teachers. Moreover, many men would argue that there's no debate over the morality of the behaviors depicted in the ad. Number two, the creative in the best a man can be could be more effective if delivered differently, as is eloquently argued by fellow Forbes contributor Kim Elsesser. Consumer behavior theory, popularized, holds that people are motivated to fit in by gaining approval and avoiding disapproval. Approval is often related to fitting in with social norms, being politically correct, right? It follows that to fit in or be masculine, one would seek approval by engaging in those behaviors engaged in by a majority of the groups, not the some men that is not enough, in the opinion of Gillette. Ultimately, a mixed message that would argue it's confusing and makes it unclear to a young male what the message about being masculine and fitting in really is. And third, politically charged language should be avoided by advertisers. They need a university professor to tell them this? The use of the term toxic masculinity in the ad was a flat-out mistake. While only mentioned quickly and briefly, the use of this term, which many men associate with a one-sided critique and stereotype of an entire gender, regardless of how much some without marketing backgrounds would like to believe that companies taking political stances is okay, alienating a substantial portion of the target audience is never a good thing. No kidding. Insulting your customers is a great idea. He concludes the piece, while Gillette has a chance to modify the campaign and recover if it admits a mistake and makes some modifications, fat chance, if it continues down the current path, this campaign will be remembered as nothing short of an all-time marketing blunder. Charles Taylor, professor of marketing, Villanova University of Business, senior research fellow at the Center for Marketing and Consumer Insights. And what's he tell us that we don't already know? You know, he points it out in more highfalutin language, but, more esoteric, more verbose. But it's stuff we already know. We don't want to be preached to by somebody who's asking us to buy their products. Hey, you guys are terrible. Now cough up your money for my overpriced product. Bob, there's an article on BabylonBee.com that's titled, "Least Masculine Society in Human History Decides Masculinity is a Growing Threat." You should read it. With your sense of humor, you would love it. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll check it out. Hey, Bobby Mack, more fallout for Gillette. Now, women's groups are demanding that they're paying way about 15% more than men do for the very same product. So there goes another 15% of their profit. Again, what's that thing about rocks and glass houses? Bobby, I love Chuck Wright. Yeah, his math skills are unchallenged, too, aren't they? Bob, there's some guy pushing garbage, excuse me, shopping cart at the end of 253 coming into Greenville County. Please be careful. Don't run over me. Okay. Oh, one other note before we get to the break here at the quarter hour. We got an update. The bomb threat situation at Walmart. They got a call around 12:30 regarding a note that was found in the restroom of the Walmart on Whitehorse Road, which said there was a bomb inside of Walmart. Evacuated the store, sweep conducted, no suspicious packages, and everybody's back to work. We here at the Bobby Mac Show know what really happened. You may not be aware of this, but there is a children's game out there called Cut the Wire, okay? It's sold at Target and Walmart. And in this game, supposedly for ages 6 and up, you have to defuse a bomb before it goes off. Well, we're given to understand that somebody went in to buy the Cut the Wire game, but now Walmart has pulled it from its shelves. And they were so incensed that they couldn't buy Cut the Wire that they phoned in a bomb threat. Here's the ad for the product.
From the people who brought you Ellen's Game of Games and the Titan Games, it's the Walmart Games. In the series premiere, you'll watch a bunch of drunk hillbillies swerving around the store parking lot in electric carts.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. That's a wrong ad. Here's the real ad for Cut the Wire.
The all-new Cut the Wire game. A device is ticking and is about to go off.
Oh, no.
Which wire will you cut?
Red
one. Which is danger?
Blue
which is safe?
White one.
Secret clues will help you decide.
A green one.
It's the ultimate race to see who can defuse
fuchsia.
Or lose. Before it's too late. Cut the Wire, the game by Yulu.
Only at Target. Batteries not included.
Actually, no longer at Target or at Walmart. But that was really what was behind that today, if you were wondering. Well, there's always a backstory to these things. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
What?
Never mind, wasn't important. 4:50, 10 before 5, here are the wet and rainy and cloudy and, generally gloomy Thursday afternoon. In on the text line, 71307, I got some catching up to do here. Bobby Mac, seems to me that the colors don't matter so much as where the wires go. I may be wrong, but I'm cutting the one that connects to the blasting cap. I think you're onto something. Bobby, about the Gillette ad, the same people who pushed the toxic masculinity stereotype are the ones who ignored the behavior of Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Et al., because those creeps said the right things and supported the right causes. Yeah, true. Bobby, Gillette is finished. I wouldn't use their razors to shave my dog's butt. I love it when they just hide the message in there, you know, money penny, with euphemisms. Bob, big corporations, they all do it. Yeah, yeah, to a greater or lesser degree. Good afternoon, Bob. Harry's razors just as bad as Gillette. Don't believe me. Go check out the Mark Dice video from yesterday, and he'll explain it. Bobby, Gillette who? Cheers. Bob, there's, back to where I was. Yeah, here we go. Bob, where does the song Maneater fit into the equation of all this gibberish? I suspect that Hall & Oates is probably out of the playlist. I'm just guessing. Now, Bobby, I'm not effeminate. I just really like Gillette razors from LG. Well, great. You know, if you want to give your money to a company that insults you, then, you know, it's a free country. Well, marginally. Bobby, with a 180-degree about-face with Democrat leadership regarding the wall, I can't help but think it's the big money donors that are behind it. Always follow the money. People like Soros have been very clear they favor open borders and how it changes this country. That's certainly part of it. And also, there is the fact to consider that the Democrats recognize they've kissed their base goodbye a long time ago. With all this Democrat socialist stuff, it's only making it worse for them. But if they get even more illiterate, uneducated people in here who are dependent on government largesse and handouts, that ensures the future of the Democrat Party. Bobby, Chuck Wright is pretty good with math. Just saying. There you go. Bobby, it took my no-beard-growing self 3 years to finally cultivate a nice silver mustache and Van Dyke. I use Bic Sensitive Shave Razors that cost $3.95 for a dozen. They work just fine, and I don't need no overpriced social justice warrior to tell me what kind of a bad person I am. And Bobby Mack, who exactly are Gillette hoping to persuade with their ad? Testosterone-deprived millennials? I mean, they can't grow a beard until their 50s anyway. Jeez. Bobby Mack, I love the question about toxic femininity. Yes, Alan, we men should all love toxic femininity. To me, femininity is the art of being a woman. A woman that oozes femininity is irresistible to a normal man. Toxic feminism? Run away as fast as your legs will carry you, men. Feminism is the art of exhibiting mad cow disease, toxic feminism, 24/7, 365. Just think Hillary, Elizabeth Warren, Gloria Steinem, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Bob, do you think the women represented as being overstepped in the boardroom on the commercial may now be running the ads for Gillette? All my Gillette products landed in the garbage 2 days ago. First time I saw the ad. Won't shave again until my Harry's comes in the mail. That's okay. You know, a lot of guys have gone to shaving once a week, twice a week, maybe three times a week, something like that. I have experimented in that regard myself, but my baby doll Brenda tells me when I get to like 5-6 days out, I start to look like a poster child for the homeless guy under the bridge. So, Bobby, who is Gillette trying to fool? If they have their way, the boys of today will be the women of tomorrow. From Jennifer. Bob, speaking of left-leaning commercials, who's behind all these ads for various products that now are featuring interracial couples front and center? That has not escaped my attention as well. And yet, you know, they keep saying, no, we're not pushing any agenda here. Bob, a friend came up with a funny alternative to occasional cortex, Oscar Meyer Gomez. I love the story today. She and the other freshman Dems who wanted to go to Mitch McConnell's office and pressure him, but they couldn't find his office. Bobby, I think Gillette is going to cut their own throats, just like Dick's Sporting Goods shot themselves in the foot over weapons, over rifles. Yeah. Bob has always loved the show. Please remind everybody that one of the original founders of the hashtag MeToo movement was herself accused of having a relationship with, at the time, a 16-year-old male. Now, there's that rocks and glass houses thing again. Stand by. The next keyword is on the way, and so is the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.